Initiating transmission. Data received.
Shells, we're coming out of our shells.
Yeah, sounds so good.
Sounds great.
When there's music inside of you, you know that someday it's got to come through. That's why we're here and we're telling you true. We're coming out of our shells. Ain't no nothing like a song with a beat.
Yeah.
We're coming out up from under the street. Lord, we're ready to rock. There will be no retreat. We're coming
out of our shells. Out of our shells. We're coming out of our shells. Out of our shells.
I think that's good.
That's good.
That's good right there? That's
so good right there.
Oh, here it is.
So good.
Man, we really came out of our shells right then.
We did come out
of... We totally came out of our shells for once.
Yeah. I got shell-shocked.
Yeah. What the shell?
Yeah. Oh, take it easy. Yeah. That's close.
Yeah.
Close. All right.
Episode... Oh.
What happened?
What was that noise?
What the heck?
I think I got a fax.
Oh, okay. I thought the mic's cut out there.
No, I think it's a fax machine.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear that back.
I can't either. It got quiet. Okay. Okay. Episode 18.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
I thought we were just singing together.
Well, I tricked you. I told you...
Hello out there.
James, sing a duet with me for a second.
Yeah.
Episode 18.
Mm.
Since it's 18, we're going to do...
It's the right time.
It's a turtle-based.
It's the right time to come out of our shells.
Yes.
We're 18 now. It's the time.
We're 18. Teenagers.
We're teenagers.
We're teenage mutants.
We love pizza. We had pizza today.
We're ninjas.
It's the day.
And we happen to be turtles. Life-sized, human-sized turtles.
Yeah,
So we're going to talk about it.
We love Ninja Turtles.
We always have.
We've talked about this before, that we were going to do a turtles-centric episode.
So here it is. Turtles-themed episode.
Here it is. It's kind of an odd coincidence that we're doing a turtles-themed episode right now.
Why is it a coincidence?
Well, because one of our Facebook fans, Mark Thomas, who has his own podcast called The Ungrown-Ups, which we haven't had a chance to listen to yet, but we're going to.
It's brand new.
He said that they're recording a turtle-centric episode this week. So
see, we didn't know that.
We didn't know that when we decided we were going to do this, but it's an odd coincidence. But it's great because there's tons of turtle talk to go around.
Plenty of turtle talk.
There's going to be the Ungrown-Ups turtle episode. There's this turtles episode, and then there's Chris Vent, who's another friend of the show. He and Dylan Cook and Mike Lacey have a turtles podcast. It's all turtles.
That's all they talk about.
Called What the Shell? Like I just said a minute ago.
Oh, okay.
They have a turtles podcast called What the Shell.
Well,
And then there's also Michelle Ivey's Cowabunga Corner YouTube videos.
I'm sure some of you have seen that.
So there's tons of turtle stuff out there. We all love the turtles, and so here's the Action Features Turtles episode.
Yo, it's the Green Machine going to rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slam jam to the new sweet sound. Yeah.
I like the other Turtles rap better. The Partners in Crime one.
Yeah. These heroes are into pepperoni and cheese.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, so this is our Turtles episode. I'm sure we'll talk about some other things, too, but...
We will.
You know, I didn't mention this to you when we had this episode, when we started talking, you know, like we're breaking down what we're going to do the episode.
Yes?
The first time I ever saw Mike was related to Ninja Turtles.
Oh, crap.
Had on a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles t-shirt the first time I ever met him.
I was wearing that shirt. It was green.
Was 10 years ago.
It was a green shirt.
It was green. And it said Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I was probably about 10 years ago.
It was at least 10 years ago.
Maybe more.
And I remember thinking, look at this guy with his Ninja Turtles shirt on. He's probably too young to even have liked Ninja Turtles. But you weren't too young.
But I wasn't. But you thought that.
I thought you were.
Because I look young.
Because you look... Well, you looked young.
I looked young.
I was in past tense.
Right, that's true.
Because not...
Now I look old.
Now you...
And I sound old, too.
Yeah, you sound older than you look. That's what I hear. Which has got to be... It's got to sound like you're in your 60s.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. I think we both had a very turtle-filled childhood.
So totally.
We're totally tubular dudes.
Totally.
We were there for the turtles craze.
were there.
I was a little older for the Turtles craze than you were, but we both lived it.
Yep.
All right, so let's start at the beginning with Turtles. There was the original Mirage comic.
Mm-hmm. Bypassed me. I was too young for that.
I didn't read it when it first came out. I remember seeing ads in the back of like those...
Hero Illustrated.
Not Hero Illustrated at the time, but it would have been like Comic Buyer's Guide or like some of those like Fangoria type magazines and things like that.
Yes.
Would have had like comic book ad type things in the back. I remember seeing them in there and thinking, hey, these are cool. Mm-hmm. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Wonder what that's all about. And then the cartoon miniseries happened. And that was awesome.
It was.
Do you remember when it was just a miniseries? It was just a five-parter?
Maybe. I remember when it first... I remember seeing the first... So maybe that was it.
Well, they showed the first five-parter.
Uh-huh.
And they showed it a couple of times before it was a series. And yeah. I remember watching it and being like, these are awesome. Right. And I remember going to school and talking about the Ninja Turtles. And the kids hadn't seen the miniseries, so they didn't know what I was talking about. But I really liked it. I was like, this is really cool. It's the Ninja Turtles. And
I'm pretty sure I saw
Krang,
that.
And there's that miniseries is great. That original five-parter.
Yeah.
It was really good. And then the toys came after that, after that original miniseries. And I remember seeing the toy ads on TV and just freaking out that there were going to be Ninja Turtle toys.
That's really what blew it up.
Yeah. It's the combination. Once the series actually started and those toys, and it was kind of happening at the same time that the series became a series and
right.
the toys hit the stores, then it went nuts.
It went nuts.
It was turtles were everywhere.
Everywhere.
You couldn't stop the Ninja Turtles.
No.
Who's your favorite turtle?
My favorite turtle?
I know who it is, but I want you to say it on here.
Who it is now or who it was then?
Is it not the same?
I've gone through just about every turtle at some point.
I didn't know that. Who's your favorite?
My initial favorite turtle was Leonardo because he had blue, he had swords, and I was kind of an alpha male type of guy. I like the leader of the group, you know? Which is not Raphael.
All right, you're great.
What are you doing?
I like turtles.
Yeah,
Well,
you should have had it queued up.
I like turtles.
I did.
All right.
Here we go.
All right. I like turtles.
That's good.
Well, that's us. That's us. I like turtles, kid. All right, so sorry, you were saying.
No, it was Leonardo at first.
Leonardo.
And then it was Michelangelo right after, easily.
Michelangelo was always my favorite.
Yeah.
Always has been, always will be my favorite. He's the party dude.
He is the party dude.
He's the party dude.
How do you know?
Because the song.
Yes.
But it's funny you should say that.
Because
I told you earlier, I had a little Bobby story for the Turtles thing, and it involves this. The other day, we were going out to the car, talking about Ninja Turtles, me and the boys were.
Yeah.
And I don't know if... I think Bobby was trying to sing part along with the song with us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But she sang, Michelangelo is cruel, but rude.
Cruel, but rude. That sounds
so
like...
So not only did she get the name wrong...
She
also said he was cruel, but rude.
Yep.
It's two bad things. You wouldn't want him on the team.
No.
He's cruel, but he's also rude.
Sorry, man. You can't be on the team.
I know you're cruel, but do you have to be rude as well? And I tried to explain it to her, and she said, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. What I also love about the stories is that Bobby really doesn't care what you have to say about it at any point about any of these things.
She's like, I don't. It's fine. Well, the way I said it's fine. So, Michelangelo is cruel, but rude. So you liked Leonardo at first.
Yep. And then it was Michelangelo.
And it was Michelangelo. I thought it ended up being Raphael eventually.
It does.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Now, you just ruined the story.
I'm sorry.
I thought you were done.
I thought you'd switch to Michelangelo, and I was wrong.
Well, I was going to switch because there was a short period of time where it was Donatello, because I thought, nobody likes Donatello. Mm-mm. He's going to be my favorite because of the video game. You had the bow staff, and you had so much reach with that thing. We did forget it, but we
now wait. Are you talking about the Nintendo game, or are you talking about the arcade game?
Well, I'm talking about the Nintendo game now, but the arcade game is the popular one that everybody knows about.
The arcade game rocks,
and it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It was such a. It's still a great game.
Still a great game.
There's an arcade in town that has that game, an actual cabinet arcade Turtles game.
They also have the Aerosmith video game.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
And when we go to this arcade, me and the boys love playing the Turtles game, because it's...
How can you not?
It's a great game. I remember when I was a kid, and I've probably told this story before, and I don't care.
Mm.
So, hey, you know what? If you heard it before...
Cover your ears.
Just deal with it.
Cover your ears, darling. Cover your ears,
we had this
darling.
Thing where, I think it was 7th grade, where if you sold so much candy, you got to do this all-nighter thing at the school. Hmm. We got to go to the mall.
You couldn't do that these days.
Yeah. We got to go to the mall, and then we also got to go to Aladdin's Castle, which was an arcade back then, and it was after closing, and they opened it up for us. And we had an hour there.
Closing time.
You got it. We had an hour there where we could play whatever games. And me and my friends who like Ninja Turtles, Brian Helton, and I don't think Nick Herskovich was there. But I know Brian Helton was there. I think he was. Anyway, so we just played that Turtles game the whole time. We beat the game in that 1 hour because we could just keep playing it and have to feed it with quarters.
Were there other kids that were mad because they didn't get to play too?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Because we liked Turtles.
You beat the game. Okay. I've never beat that game.
We beat it. We beat it that night. Me and Brian Helton also spent an entire night beating the Nintendo game. And I'm pretty sure we beat it, but it took the entire night for us to beat that game.
As it so often did when you were a kid.
That original Nintendo game is insanely hard.
It gets hard.
It's
gets real hard.
It's really, really hard.
Yeah. And plus your game would gum up with all the stuff.
Sometimes it would
too
it would
many
get
things.
Get too hot.
Overloaded.
And it would just turn off. It's a challenge that people don't face as much.
Great game.
Yeah, it's a great game. Both of those are great games.
They both are.
They ended up doing the arcade game on Nintendo. And that was great.
Yes.
It was great
yes,
translation of the arcade and Nintendo.
I had both of them at one point.
All right.
Anyway,
so
now it's
track.
Raphael. My favorite's Raphael.
Yeah, he's cool but rude. He's not like Michelangelo.
He's cool but rude, but he's not cruel.
He's not cruel.
No, he plays fair most
Michelangelo,
of the time.
I always thought he was just a party dude.
He is.
But instead he's cruel. Okay, so we'll talk a little bit about the toys now.
Okay.
So the cartoon, well, I guess we should really finish up our cartoon talk. The cartoon went for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back and rewatch it, it is definitely meant for kids.
Yeah, it's
you know,
it didn't hold up for me.
It's a kid's cartoon.
Much.
And I think it's great that it's a cartoon that's made just for kids, you know, and we enjoyed it as kids, and my kids enjoy it. It doesn't hold up quite as well as some of those other old cartoons in my eyes.
Me either. I agree.
There's like G.I. Joe episodes and Transformers episodes you can watch, and you can go, okay, well, maybe that's a little, it's a kid's show, but there's still some, kind of maybe some like an adult story going on here, or this story is a little deeper than I thought it was. Whereas most of the Turtles I've gone back and rewatched pretty much kid shows.
Yep.
Which is fine. I'm not criticizing
kids.
It. It's great for kids.
No.
And introduced a lot of characters and it ran for a long, long time. Let's talk about the toys.
Let's
talk about the toys now. Because they were awesome.
They were awesome.
They were so awesome.
I think the first one I got was Michelangelo. It was my first turtle.
It's weird because I got Leonardo first.
We should have switched.
We should have switched because Michelangelo is my favorite.
If we'd known each other, we would have traded.
We would have traded. I got Leonardo first.
Do kids still trade toys?
I don't know if they trade him anymore.
I used to trade like crazy, man. I was always trying to get something.
I did too. Remember, I told you Tabe. I tried to trade him many times.
You tried to trade Tabe, but it did not work.
Didn't work. I don't know if they trade him so much anymore.
Probably not.
I don't think they do.
You know one of my favorite characters, one of my favorite figures that I never had?
Who?
Guess.
I'm going to guess you had Usagi Yojimbo.
I did have Usagi Yojimbo.
And I'm going to guess you had Casey Jones.
I had Usagi and I had Space Usagi Yojimbo.
Space Usagi was kind of...
It was lame, but I had it.
It was lame. Regular Usagi was great.
Okay, looking back, I don't know where the money came from for all the turtles that I had because I had an insane amount of them.
I had a lot, too. But it was mostly birthdays and,
right.
and lawn mowing
yeah,
and stuff like
what,
that.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
But if you look at how big the line is, I didn't have even a fraction
that's true.
Of the entire line.
Because it got crazy.
It got huge, and there were so many turtle variants. I'm trying to think of the figure you're talking about, though.
I'll talk about
you
it.
Give
well,
me
you named it. You named it.
I did?
Because I didn't have it.
You didn't have Casey Jones?
Casey Jones.
Oh, my goodness.
Instructus Casey Jones. I didn't have him.
I don't remember you ever telling me this.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's why every time a carded one comes in here, I'm...
You should have one by
very
now.
Very tempted.
Oh, my gosh.
I never had it.
How can you not have Casey Jones?
I don't know. I don't know how it bypassed me. For some reason, I couldn't find it, and my friend down the street had it. And I traded him for a Dick Tracy figure.
And he wanted trades, but he wanted backsies.
Something happened. I don't think it was him. I think his mom or somebody made him trade.
I hate backsies.
Made him trade me back.
I hate that.
It was his mom.
I've had that happen to me too before, where the mom calls me and says, "Hey, he's gonna need that back."
But I had it for like 2 days. Not enough time to enjoy it. I never fully had it. So anyway, my favorite, one of my favorite figures, and it eluded me.
We're just talking about the cartoon being definitely geared towards kids. The toys themselves are also geared towards kids.
Yes.
They have kind of an odd body proportions and things like that. And
they've got
very
crazy fun.
Accessories, but they're tons of fun. They're,
I think they're
a
very
fun toy line.
You know what else? They're real sturdy.
They're very sturdy.
You can play the heck out of them.
A leg pops off, and you can usually pop it right back on.
Pop it back on.
I remember my Shredder's head would pop off a lot, because I had one of those squishy head Shredders.
Yes.
And my mom would constantly have to put the Shredder head back on for me.
The Shred Dude!
He's the Shred Dude.
Yeah.
Never got a good Shredder out of that line, I don't think.
No, we didn't.
Because the original Shredder's real hunched over, and the Super Shredder's a joke.
Super Shredder is...
super about him!
He's shorter than
he's
most of the
tiny.
Turtles.
He's super small. What's up with his legs, man?
What is up with him?
Speaking of Super Shredder, though,
Hold on.
Okay.
Let's talk about some. There's some more ridiculous. You're getting ahead.
I'm getting excited about the turtles, dude.
Me too, man.
Cowabunga!
I had most of these. There were some weird, weird, weird characters. Oh my goodness.
I'll start throwing out some characters while you're looking.
Throwing out some.
Wingnut and Screwloose. Awesome.
I love Wingnut and Screwloose.
That one was awesome. Anybody that comes a little companion character?
Yep.
Very cool.
You know what? They were having fun with the line.
They sure were. Wingnut and Screwloose was awesome.
They just said, whatever. What else other animal can we do?
Muckman and Joe Eyeball. I mentioned to him before he came on here.
Yes.
I thought he was really cool. Mutagen Man, who you mentioned.
Mutagen
my
Man.
My friend John Durenkamp had him, and I wanted him so bad.
I had a lot of time spent in the tub with Mutagen Man.
He was so cool looking.
He was cool.
He was clear. You filled him with water.
You could see all of his innards.
You put stuff in there.
You could see his innards.
Around inside him.
Yeah, I didn't put anything
Ace
in
Duck, of course.
I loved Ace Duck.
Ray Filet.
I loved Ray Filet.
Very cool.
I had him
The frog guys. Genghis
Frog.
Very cool.
Rat King. Oh, Mondo Gecko.
Very cool.
I love Mondo Gecko because he had a skateboard.
Metalhead. The robotic turtle dude.
I loved Metalhead.
Loved that toy. He's one of the ones I had. I don't think I had Mondo Gecko, but I wanted him.
I had him.
But I had Wingnut and Screwloose. I had Muckman and Joe Eyeball. I had I had the Rat King. Most of the guys that actually appeared on those early seasons of the cartoon, I really wanted. I remember seeing the commercial for Baxter Stockman and just freaking out. I remember running through the house. I think I was getting changed at the time. And I had on just my underwear.
You were getting changed?
A t-shirt. Yeah, I was getting changed in my
room. Wait, somebody wasn't changing you.
No, somebody wasn't changing me. I was getting changed.
When you said you were getting changed.
No, somebody wasn't changing me.
My mom wasn't changing me. Hold on a second. You were like.
I was like 11 at the time, and my mom's changing my diaper. Mom, could you move out of my way? Because I'm trying to see the Turtles commercial. I didn't even get wiped. I just started running and screaming about it. But I remember freaking out and running to the house like, Baxter Stockman's coming!
Yeah. You know? Baxter was a cool figure.
Baxter was a cool
And so
figure.
Was Krang. Not the big one,
Krang
but the
Krang.
One that was just a little...
In the chair?
The big one was cool, too, yeah. But
well,
the one in the chair was cool.
The one in the chair was cool, but I wanted that android body.
Right.
And they ended up doing a big one in the android body and a small one in the android body.
Yes.
Which were both cool.
I didn't have either one
of
those.
Didn't have either one, but I had the one in the chair, same as you.
Futajoid. Remember that? It was just a robot.
Fugitoid,
that's
He was
right.
in the Mirage... I found out after the fact that he was actually in the Mirage comic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he got put in the line. Usagi was a comic character that got put in the line.
It got to a point for me where I wasn't even watching the show.
Yeah.
There was probably a 2 or 3 year period I was just buying Turtles just because. I had the Michael Jordan Donatello.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Basketball one.
Hey, 23 on it.
Yep.
They did some crazy Turtles.
They did crazy
ones. I was only with it.
I didn't have all of them.
I was only with it for a few years. I mean, I think it started in late 87, maybe, 88.
Yeah.
And I had it up until I think I was maybe 11, 12-ish, maybe. So I only had it for a couple of years before I was getting older and moving on to other things, and it was more geared towards a younger audience, so I was kind of moving away from it. But I did thoroughly enjoy the first movie, because at that point I had already...
What was that, 1990?
Think so, and I'd gone and checked out. I had read some of the Mirage stuff at that point, and I was very happy that that movie was so dark and so close to the Mirage comics. And
it was awesome.
It was so cool. It was such an awesome film.
Side note: I solved the eating problem on the show. Soft foods.
Soft foods taken care of.
I'm having a donut stick. It's delicious.
I wish I'd taken your advice.
Oh. Oh boy. Uh-oh. Oh, very well. Okay. So the Turtles movie comes out.
It's great.
It's great.
So good.
And Turtles Mania was still in full swing.
It was getting crazy with that.
So then we get Turtles 2.
Hang on. I want to talk a little about Turtles 1 first.
Okay.
I remember when Turtles 1 came out, I had read the comic adaption, and I read the novel or something like that, or the sticker book. I can't remember what it was.
Hmm.
But I remember that in both the novel and the kids' novelization and maybe the sticker book, I think it was the sticker book, they had a scene where they're training on the farm, yes. And I think Leonardo turns his mask sideways, and he's fighting blind and training them to fight blind. And it wasn't in the movie, and I remember that was the first time I remember as a kid thinking that there was going to be a scene in a movie and being like, what happened to that scene? And figuring out about deleted scenes and things like that. So both it and then there's an end sequence where April and Danny take her drawings to a comic company to try and sell the Turtles comic. And the guy says, it's too far-fetched. And the Turtles are outside the window and they're going, far-fetched? And I think there was even a shot of that in the sticker book, like from the movie, and seeing the movie and going, where is that scene? And both of these scenes came out to me like, why aren't these scenes in the movie? Are they taking scenes out of movies? And that's when I found out about deleted scenes. That was my first.
It was devastating.
It was devastating. And wow. I think you can find them on YouTube now. You can find those
scenes.
Yeah,
I think so.
But yeah.
They need to put out a director's cut and add those back.
Oh, they
in.
Definitely need to. I think the guy that directed the film said he has like a full cut of the movie on actual tape. That he would love to do a director's version with. And I would love to see
it. Put it out!
I think it's a great movie. It's a great, great movie.
That's one that does hold up.
Yeah.
I've watched that somewhat recently, and it really is good.
Meanwhile, Turtles 2.
Turtles 2 comes out. Now, as a kid, I loved Turtles 2. It had a lot of fun things in it. Vanilla Ice. I was a Vanilla Ice fan at the time.
Of course you were.
Of course. At the time, I thought I liked the second April better.
I'm glad we're talking about this.
I was planning on bringing it up.
I'm glad we're talking about this. I, too.
Token Razor, I liked.
We'll save April. Let's push the April conversation off
yep.
for a second. Token Razor, they're cool, but I expected Bebop and Rocksteady in the film.
You expect Bebop and Rocksteady.
And you get something else. And according to Michelle Ivey in Cowabunga Corner, it has something to do with licensing or something like that they couldn't use Bebop and Rocksteady. I don't know. I don't know if she's found that out somewhere. If she was just saying that she thought it was that way or whatever. But yeah, you expect Bebop and Rocksteady.
Even so, they could have used the animals.
You could have and called them something else.
And called them something else. The Slash. Did the Slash figure come out before that movie or after?
I think it came out before because they ended up using the Slash body for.
Because I remember seeing the movie. Yeah, that's how it was. Now mm-hmm. I saw the movie and I was like. That's Slash. I got that figure.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Slash. It
wasn't Slash.
It wasn't.
That movie is disappointing.
It is. It is. It does not hold up.
It's not the same flavor as the first one.
It's really not.
They don't use their weapons as much. You know, it's especially
combat cold cuts.
We've talked about that before. No reason to go crazy on that again.
No.
But it definitely doesn't. I remember watching it, and as I watched it with my dad, and I think Brian Helton again went with me to see this, a friend of mine from school.
You guys love Turtles together.
We loved Turtles. He loved Donatello. That was his favorite, and my favorite was Michelangelo. I remember in the car ride home, just kind of sitting there, just going, that one felt more like it was a kid's movie. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I just watched a kid's movie, and I'm maybe a little too old for this movie. And, I didn't have that feeling with the first one, because that doesn't feel like a kid's movie as much.
It really doesn't.
All right, so Turtles 2 was disappointing. And at this point, things are starting to get a little crazy with the Turtles.
Getting crazy.
Things are... It's everywhere. It's definitely kidified. It's just a media juggernaut. So you get things like the Coming Out of Our Shells tour, which we did a little rendition of at the beginning of the show.
Coming out of our shells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Turtles became... They had a tour where these guys in these turtle suits would, like, pretend to play instruments, and
yes.
they'd play music, and there was, like, a cassette promotion at Pizza Hut, and it was everywhere.
Speaking of which, somebody has taken a Throwdown song. If you know who Throwdown is, they're a hardcore band. It's taken a Throwdown song and edited some footage from that to it perfectly. It's beautiful. We'll put up a link to it.
Yeah, we'll put up a link on
Not for kids. It is not for kids.
Definitely not for kids to see.
But
it's fantastic.
Very
it's
funny.
So well done.
Very funny.
You'll have to send the link because I don't remember which one is the right
okay,
one.
Okay, right. I'll find it. So this happens. Turtles 3 comes out because they could not avoid another movie.
What happened on Turtles 3?
How'd that go?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm chewing a chip. Hang on.
Turtles 3 was not good.
Well, I don't think they went to Jim Henson's Creature Shop. I think it was one of the problems.
Yes.
They went to a subpar place for the Turtles suits and things. And you can tell.
You can definitely
tell. Those suits are bad.
It looks like you're at a theme park ride.
Herky-jerky mouth movements.
It's rough.
But yet they got back Elias Koteas as Casey.
That's right.
Which wasn't in the second film.
But guess what he does?
Nothing.
Nothing. He just wastes time sitting around.
And Casey was awesome in the first
Casey
movie.
Casey was great.
We should also put a link up to that Casey Jones fan film.
Yeah, that's...
Which was fantastic.
That's very well done.
Okay, we gotta remember both of those links.
Okay. So, but, Turtles 3 came one good thing. And it wasn't the Turtles 3 movie figures. What was it?
Turtles 3 gave us something good. That's really tough. The Turtle cereal?
No, it was action figures.
Oh, the movie Turtles.
The movie Turtles.
Those are so good.
So good.
They're so good.
They got the proportions, like, more realistic, more...
The head sculpts are fantastic.
they were cast in a rubber that was,
it was more
had kind of a real feel skin.
Yeah. They had less joints. The arms and the legs were only like ball jointed at the shoulder and the hip.
I didn't mind it at all.
I didn't mind it at all. Those figures are, they still hold up.
They're great. They're, and that's why they go for crazy prices on eBay. You cannot,
you can't
touch
a set of those anymore. They're so hard to come by.
Playmates should just re-release those.
But here's the thing is, those four turtles were great. The Splinter was okay.
Yeah, I don't remember Splinter.
Super Shredder
being
was terrible. The Foot Soldier was okay.
Foot Soldier was okay. No Casey, which I wanted really bad.
I did too.
I also wanted a Kino figure when I was a kid.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
It would have been.
But they did ones based on the regular looks, and then they also did like samurai ones, if I remember right.
They did.
Based on Turtles 3. And they even, I think they did a an April based on Turtles 3 from the movie too.
Well, they did Turtles 3 figures, but they weren't the like the new, they were like regular figures. But the turtles weren't, but the other ones were. So like the April looked like it was from the old line.
Yeah, it was weird looking. She was like in a...
didn't match.
Yeah, it was very strange. And
didn't match up.
Yeah, this is the one we're looking at an old Toomarks guy. Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. The turtles themselves, the head sculpts look like the other head sculpts.
Right. If I remember correctly, they were cast in the same type of...
rubbery
material.
Yeah.
But the other figures didn't fit
the
with
other
them.
Figures
they,
are bad.
They're really bad. Really bad.
I'm looking at these now. They're really bad. But this here's... Okay, there's a movie in Turtle... Movie 3, Turtlepolt, with Wit action figure. And Wit is Elias Koteas, because he's the same guy back in time or whatever.
Right.
So that's kind of a Casey, because I think he came with a removable hockey mask, even. Or some.
Yeah, he had some kind of mask, maybe.
Very
I don't
weird.
Know. It's weird.
Weird.
It was.
Turtles
it was,
3, best left forgotten.
It really is. I tried to watch it.
It's so bad.
What is it, a couple months ago, and it was...
Ugh.
It was bad.
Corey
was,
Feldman came back for that one, too.
It was hard to get through.
That's one of the things I hate about Turtles 2. No Corey Feldman as Donatello.
Yep.
Corey Feldman comes back for Turtles 3. Still terrible. Let's talk about April.
Nothing could have saved that.
Before we forget this, let's talk about April.
Okay, April. April, when I was a kid, it was April 2.
A more attractive lady. She's prettier.
She's prettier.
When you're a kid, you think that.
When you're a kid, you think that.
Yeah.
Now, I think she's boring. Give me April 1
Super
any day.
Super boring.
Give me April 1.
She's getting on the turtles' cases about them leaving stuff around the place.
Oh, just doing a little chucking now and again when you're, with
Michelangelo.
Your... Michelangelo. With your mauve sweatpants running around. Get...
Donatello.
Get out of here.
The rat is the cleanest one.
Yeah.
She's... Ugh.
Ugh.
You know, forget it then.
You know what, April? You don't even know.
You know, we saved the city. I'm allowed to leave my rubber snake in the fridge, okay?
It was just a prank.
I'm just playing pranks.
That's all.
It's no big deal. Yeah, you know what? I am going to toss a ninja slice around your apartment, because you know what? We saved the city, and we saved your life.
And we saved your life before.
How about that?
And you know what else? How do you know Splinter? He's home all day.
Yeah.
How do you know he's not leaving that stuff around?
How do you know he's not playing pranks?
You don't know.
He's a rat.
You're just going to go around attributing each thing to one of the turtles?
Yeah. How do you know which one did it?
Oh.
How do you know Michelangelo left the snake in the fridge? Yeah, he's cruel but rude. But Raphael is cool but rude.
Yeah.
So he could have easily left the snake in the fridge.
How do you know? How do you know who did it? You don't know. You
Give
know
me the first April.
You know what else, April? Oh, guys, are you guys finding a new place to live? How about this? How about you shut up and you give us back April 1?
Yeah, how about that?
I want April 1 because she was more fun than
and
you.
And also order us a pizza.
You know
while
what?
You're at it.
You're going to pay for it before you leave.
Hey, you know
oh,
what?
Oh, you know what? I might as well take another pizza. Yeah. You're going to take a pizza in the face.
In the face. I remember your apartment from the first movie, April, and it wasn't that clean.
Right.
So how come it's so clean now that I can't leave my stuff around? Remember your unsightly bathtub ring from the first film?
You had an unsightly bathtub ring.
You had an unsightly bathtub ring. What happened to that?
What happened to your bathtub ring?
Wait a second. Did you clean up your bathtub?
You get tidy. You get a few.
You clean your place up a little bit.
You get a few turtles living with you.
Right.
Get a chip
about
on
that?
Your shoulder. Hmm?
How about that?
Hmm? Hmm? You wanna have a few creatures live in your apartment? Hmm?
Well, I remember your dad's little second time around shop downstairs. That place wasn't clean.
It was filthy.
It was a mess.
Everything had dust
now
on
you're
it.
You're giving me a hard time because I'm leaving my pizza boxes around.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
Get out of my face, April. Get out of my face, April 2. I want you out of my face. I hate April 2.
I don't like
her. The more I talk about her, the more I hate her.
I hate her too.
She might be a nice lady, but I doubt it. I doubt the actress is a nice lady. I doubt it.
I doubt it too. That's why she hasn't got any more work.
I'm going to go on record. I'll say she's not a nice lady.
I'm
going to say she was trouble on
the
set.
We watched it a couple of weeks ago in here, and it was just...
We were brutal towards her.
Raking her over the coals the whole time. I want April 1 back.
Mm-hmm.
I like April 1.
April 1. Give me April 1 any day of the week.
She was feisty.
She was. She was having a good time.
She had a little spark.
Yeah. She wasn't. She didn't mind telling Casey where it was at.
Yeah. She told him what he could go, where to put it.
Whatever. And she looked like the comic version.
She looked more like the comic version,
like the
yeah.
comic version.
I like her legs.
All right, so as we move past movie 3, the Turtles are starting to decline in popularity. Yes. But they still managed to put out the Turtles Christmas video.
Not only the Turtles Christmas video, but 6,000 action figures after that.
Yeah, they still put out some stuff.
Okay.
But everybody's starting to...
I don't remember the Christmas video.
I need to play it for you, because there's some great... It's all songs. And they do things like...
you said the rap.
A pizza with pepperoni. Oh, I'm hungry. And they have terrible suits. And they're horrible, horrible suits. And they have like the rap.
Oh, you did show that to me.
I think I showed it to you.
Whoa.
If you don't have this, you should look it up on YouTube. Look up the Christmas Turtles video or try and get the VHS off Amazon. I'm sure it's dirt cheap. So it's time for the Turtles to go away. And then they come back with the series The Next Mutation. And it is obvious that they should have probably just stayed away.
Yeah.
Because Next Mutation was not a good series. It was live action.
Yeah.
But it was bad. And they had a girl turtle, Venus de Milo or something like that. Mm. And I'm sorry to Turtles fans that appreciate this stuff. It's just not my cup of tea. And it's not Mike's cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea.
I didn't think it was good. I didn't think the figures were good. I didn't think the series was good. It crossed over with Power Rangers, if I remember right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that at all.
Didn't last long.
Here's a little side note. Rule of thumb. If you have a successful animated series, or whatever, don't do a live-action TV show.
It's a good rule of thumb.
Thanks, I just made it up just now.
What else has happened, though?
Bill and Ted.
That's true. The animated series was good on that.
Live-action series was not good.
Wow, what a mistake.
It was pretty scary, actually.
All right.
So, Christmas video. The Next Mutation. What happened? Then there was a lull for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The figures eventually kind of died down, and there was a... That was a period where you could still buy vintage figures at KB Toys. They just came out with, like...
They re-released them or something.
They re-released
reissued them? Reissued them, or...
I always thought that they just, like, found a
I think the card backs are different.
Are they?
Bit. Yeah, I think there's, like, a reissue... You can tell it's a reissued card back somehow.
They might
I
be.
I don't know. But they looked exactly the same.
They were
dirt cheap.
The fronts of them, I think, were different. But anyway, it kind of died down for a little bit. And then 2003 hit.
And that new series started. And it was good.
I remember being excited about it.
Yeah.
About that. I was working at Toys R Us. Wait.
2003. We were 12?
No.
You were 12 years old.
I was 12 years old.
You were 12 years old in 2003.
No, I was... I had just started working with you guys.
That's right.
And I kind of overlapped with Toys R Us also,
right.
So I was working
that.
There.
That's why you had the turtle shirt.
And they had the figures were
so
the figures were out, and I was like,
"Those figures,
you know
good.
What? These are pretty good.
Those first wave, especially, were really good.
Yeah.
And the series itself was really good. It borrowed more from the Mirage comics than the other things had, because you know there's big differences in that old cartoon from the Mirage comics. Like Hamato Yoshi was actually Splinter, but Splinter was actually just a rat that was Hamato Yoshi's pet, more like the Turtles movie.
Right.
And so then this 2003 series did a lot more like with that. They did a lot more stuff from the Mirage series. And it was a good cartoon. I didn't watch a ton of it, but what I did watch of it, I enjoyed. I thought it was a good series. And I was intrigued by the toys. I bought some for the kids and things like that back then. I was just Blazer back then. And my nephews. And I didn't have any problems with the series. And it went a good range. It lasted for a while, and they did a lot of toys from it. And they were good toys. And you can watch Playmates kind of evolve with their toys, too.
Yeah.
Like, from the original Turtles to Next Mutation to those, and then moving on to the 2007 film, the CGI film, and those toys.
Yeah.
They just kept taking it a step further each time. The toys were getting better each time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see that?
I thought
it was good.
I thought it was good, yeah.
I thought it was really good. I thought it was a solid film, and it kind of... You can see it as a continuation, almost, of the live-action ones, and just kind of...
Right.
There's even a scene in the movie where he's putting a helmet on a shelf, and it's got, like, Shredder's movie helmet, and it's got, like, the canister of ooze from the second movie, and it's got, like, the time travel thingy, whatever it was, from the third movie. So it's like, oh, this is all in the same universe. I remember taking Blaze to see that, and he was super excited. He loved it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a good, solid film, too.
I thought it was good. I only saw it once, but...
Oh, and you should watch it again.
I probably will someday.
It's good. NECA Ninja Turtles.
This is current. This is pretty current. This is what...
Those are pretty current.
When they put out the...
That was a few years ago.
It was a few years ago. NECA first announced they had Turtles license.
For the comics.
For the comics.
And those were great.
Those are great.
Sculpted by the Four Horsemen. Great figures. I was so excited when that line started, and then they showed pictures of upcoming figures. They showed April, and they showed Shredder, and they showed Foot Soldiers, and those looked awesome. I was so excited. I'm like, oh man, if they do Casey, I'm set. These are great. So then they had trouble getting April out.
Yep.
And she ended up being really tiny.
Yeah, she was tiny.
She was really tiny. And then they never got... They said, well, we'll test the waters with this April. And it didn't sell enough. So they never did the Shredder, and they never did the Foot Soldiers.
Go figure.
And that was a travesty.
Go figure.
I like to... I have this word where I've combined tragedy and travesty to tragesty. That's how bad it was. It was a tragedy.
It was a tragedy.
That those didn't happen. The NECA Turtles are still some of the best, if not the best, turtle figures ever made. But it's a shame that all you got was turtles.
Yeah. I remember wanting a Casey Jones from that.
I wish they would have made that. All right, so let's move on. There's a current comic series going on right now. You haven't read it, but I read it, and Blaze reads it, and it's great. It's a reimagining of the Turtles. But it keeps a lot of the elements of the old stuff. It's just really, really solid.
Who's putting it out?
It is put out by IDW, who's putting out a ton of great comics right now. And it's a really great series. It's probably my favorite current comic series.
The smaller companies are doing that.
They're doing great stuff.
Dynamite,
and IDW. IDW's got Rocketeer, and they do great stuff with that. They do great stuff with their Star Trek line. I hear their Transformers and G.I. Joe stuff is really solid and good, but I don't read it. So I don't really...
Can't
read everything, but I do read this Turtle series, and it's great. They do a great job of explaining why they all wear red. And then switching to colors. It was a cool little moment in the series.
That's cool.
They showed it. I don't want to ruin anything because you ever read it.
Okay, don't ruin it.
But it was good. It was really good. Well, it is good. It's a current series. All right, so now we're moving on to current days and what's going on with the Turtles now.
What's happening now?
We got brand new toys for a new Nickelodeon television series.
From Playmates.
From Playmates. Playmates will never stop.
No. They're milking this.
They're milking it.
They're milking this.
Nickelodeon, I think, actually owns the Turtles now.
Really?
If I remember right, Mirage can still do a series or something like that. I don't know what the exact phrasing of it is. But Nickelodeon bought them, and now Nickelodeon is doing a new CGI series, which I like the designs. I think they're neat looking. I'm looking forward to the series.
The CG, I saw just a still from the series or a promotional ad or something.
It's different.
It looked like they were cut out of, like, it looked like they were cut out of watercolored paper or something like that.
It's a very interesting look.
It's different.
It's unlike other things, and I like that. I like when they try something different.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
If we can't have traditional 2D animation, I'll take something that's kind of strange and new and different. Those look really, really, the toys... The toys are great.
Yeah.
But the designs for the cartoon are really, really cool. And I'm looking forward to it. We can't comment on it too much since it hasn't come up yet. But I did get some of the toys the other day. Well, Blaze did. Blaze got Leonardo, and he got Raphael, and they bought Keaton a Michelangelo so that Keaton would have one too. And they're really good figures.
Are they not hitting very heavily, or are they just sold well?
Because the Toys R Us I went to afterwards, they'd already sold out a bunch of them. And most of the places you're not finding the regular Turtles there, you're finding the other stuff like the vehicles and things like that. And there's a huge sewer playset. It's like ginormous.
Did you ever have the old sewer playset?
I never had it, no. That was a cool playset.
I got it for Christmas one year.
I didn't have it. I wanted it, but I didn't have it. But this one looks... I gotta give it to companies doing big playsets.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
They did a... You've seen it? You saw the pictures.
Yeah, saw pictures.
They did a pretty sizable one for that 2007 film, too.
Yes.
They did a pretty sizable playset for that.
Yes.
But this one's really big, and it's got a lot going on. So kudos to Playmates for like, you know what? We're doing a big playset right off the gate. We have confidence in what we're doing. We're going to launch with vehicles and figures, and we're going to launch with a big playset. And that's cool, man. Do it.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
Put it out there.
Do it. People are going to buy it.
I love it.
Have faith in your product. But the turtles themselves are great. I gotta say, looking at the humans and things like that from the line, I wasn't as impressed.
Mm-hmm.
But the turtles themselves look great, and they're very well articulated, very well sculpted, good figures. But what I'm trying to find, and what you're trying to find, are the classic collection turtles.
Mm-hmm.
The retro styled, the retro look, but by new styling.
Yeah.
Like the He-Man line that's out and all that stuff. But they've taken the old designs and they're doing a new version. I think those look perfect.
They look great.
They look so good. Perfect packaging. Perfect sculpts. I can't wait to find those.
They look good. I would have been satisfied with the vintage figures, the re-release they put out.
Yeah.
But like we talked about, what were they, $15 a piece?
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. That reissue line.
Why'd you do that?
I don't understand that.
And they didn't. They didn't. They weren't clearanced. Like, no. I don't remember ever seeing them clearanced. They just sat around and sat around.
They reissued the Turtle Van, too, in that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sat around for a long time.
That was when I was trying to get my Casey. I was like, come on. Come on, give me a Casey figure.
Come on.
I'm not paying $15 for it, but let's see.
Well, yeah, it didn't happen.
Yeah,
that was a weird thing they did. I don't know why they did that. It was kind of strange, because they hadn't been gone from KB for that long when they did that reissue thing.
No, they hadn't been. And I mean, that was just a few years ago, but... They just had that, the turtle line before that, which might have been the carryover from the 2007.
Yeah, I think it was like the 2003 line.
It was still going, and I don't know why they did that. Anyway, so yeah, the new ones are like, they're based on the cartoon.
Yeah, it's like they've merged the original figures with the cartoon.
Yeah.
It's like a combination of the two. It seems like it's more influenced by the cartoon, but it's not quite super cartoony like those one Toon Turtles they did back in the day.
Yeah.
And they've taken kind of some elements from the old toys, like the different colors of the turtles. You know, each turtle's like kind of a different shade of green. And they don't match exactly to that, but they've done that again with these figures, where each turtle has a kind of different shade of green. And then they've merged the cartoon stuff into it by like doing the pupils on their eyes and the coloring on the weapons and all that stuff. I think they look great. Matt had said that there was a comic shop in town that had them, but they already sold through them, so I didn't get a chance to get over there. But this is one toy line. I don't buy a lot of toys currently, but this is one toy line that I think I would have a tough time resisting if I saw in a store.
Be hard.
I want to find them, and I want to see them in person. I think it would be tough to resist. And they said that this line could go all out. If it's successful, they said that they would expand maybe into movie ones based on the old movies, and going further into the cartoon and doing like old Mirage comic ones and things like that. And if they're on par with the ones that we're seeing right now, that'd be fantastic. Can you imagine like movie ones?
Oh, I can imagine.
That good? Oh my gosh. As much as we love those old movie ones, I would love to see new movie ones.
As a matter of fact, like a Casey, that would be the thing that to tempt me.
A movie star wave?
Yeah.
That would be really neat.
That would really, really tempt me.
Yeah. All right, so I think that wraps up Turtle Talk.
That wraps up Turtle Talk. As far as I know, that's all we have.
Yeah, like we said, we'll talk about turtles off and on probably from here on out.
Sure, sure.
You know, it'll be just like we talk about everything on here. But if you want to like find some turtle centric stuff, check out that What the Shell podcast. Check out that Cowabunga Corner YouTube videos, and then also that Ungrown Ups is going to be doing that episode that's all turtles coming up soon too. So check all those out.
Check them out.
What else we got to talk about? We got anything else?
What
to
else talk? Is
this is a long
there?
Episode.
It is, but you got. Seemed like there was some things. I can't remember now. So we talked about Comic-Con.
Yeah.
We weren't very excited, but then there were some things that were shown after that.
Yeah.
That I was excited
about. Because the last one we did was before Comic-Con.
That's right.
Like the alien figures, we're super excited about that.
Yes.
That's the best news out of Comic-Con.
Best news.
In case anybody doesn't know and didn't see the Facebook page, there's a company called Super 7 that is going to release for the first time the 3 3/4... alien line.
That Kenner was supposed to do back in 79, because it was after Star Wars, and they were hoping to get the big thing.
I think it was 79, yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't happen, and now it's going to happen, which we were both, like, super excited about. Other than that, I mean, the NECA was the best at show, I think.
Yeah.
Because they showed, like, that Predator, you know, the
Dutch.
They showed, what else they showed? The Prometheus. I still haven't seen Prometheus.
I know.
They showed that stuff, and you guys seemed excited about it, you and Matt, with your little Prometheus.
Hey, I invited you to go that day, and you didn't go.
I
really want you to see it.
Just turn away for a second.
Okay.
Matt and Mike here at work are sharing some kind of, like, secret relationship.
I can still hear you.
Where they're watching the videos together, and they're passing notes about it, and... talking about their favorite characters. Anytime I come in and try and talk to them, I'm like, hey guys, what's up? They'll change the subject and they'll start talking about something else. And I know they're talking about Prometheus. And I know they're keeping it from me. And it's...
Yep, that's what's
kind of hurtful. Yeah. Anyway, so...
It's actually not true at all.
You can turn back now.
It's not true at all. I heard everything. I heard everything.
So, and then the Hot Toys stuff I talked about before the show even started.
Right.
And the Hot Toys has even shown more stuff at another convention. I'm just going nuts about the Hot Toys.
A lot of toys. We're talking about a lot of toys here.
For our movie stuff, they announced some Marvel stuff. Captain America 2 is going to be the Winter Soldier, which I'm so happy about. I let you borrow that. Did you ever read it?
Yeah, I did read most of it.
You read most of it, and that doesn't count.
Well, then you asked for it back.
Yeah, that was a year later I asked for it back.
Yeah.
It's like the Fight Club VHS.
It's like, you
still have
that.
I still have it.
I told you to just go ahead and keep it.
Just keep it. I eventually watched it. I watched it with my wife.
Yeah.
It wasn't the VHS I watched, but yeah. I did watch it eventually. Yeah. I had that for years. I said, I don't know when I can watch this. You said, just use it and watch it sometime. And I said, okay, I don't know if I'm going to watch it. And I never watched it.
It's all right.
It was like a status quo, or a status symbol for me for a while there, that I hadn't watched Fight Club.
Yeah.
It felt kind of good that I was able to say that. I don't even know where we're going anymore. Okay, well, so Winter Soldier.
Okay, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, they're doing that as a movie, which is a pretty gutsy move to do a lesser character, lesser known Marvel property as a movie.
Yeah.
They showed some footage for Ant-Man. They showed Iron Man 3 footage. All that stuff is exciting. There was a Superman Man of Steel trailer that hit.
Actually,
looks different.
Looks
different. I'm still on the fence about that one.
There wasn't
a lot to it.
It was mostly him as a kid, and I was fine with that. So we'll see what Superman looks like.
Crab boat scenes that he was on a crabbing boat.
Oh.
Which is like The Deadliest Catch.
He might have done some crabbing.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Deadliest Catch, the show?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah.
It's a good show.
You like reality shows.
I do, but The Deadliest Catch is a really good reality show. That's one that I think
it is pretty good. I've watched it a few times.
I think it's a good show.
I've seen it a few times.
Anything else? Man, I thought there was something else.
I also watched the logging show, Loggers.
Oh, yeah?
Or whatever. American Axemen. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Axemen. I watched that.
I do. Is there anything else you can think of? There's one thing I can think of.
No, I can think of some things, but I'll save it for next time.
I do want to mention this real quick. The Maddie Collector subscription stuff.
Get on it.
I don't want to begrudge anybody a toy line. I don't want it to end for the people that still love it. Because I myself have stopped. Because there's just too many problems. We've gone over this before. It was just too many problems, no solutions. Mattel didn't seem to want to fix problems. They were just happy just taking our money. So I came to the point where I was like, you know what, I'm not going to do it. Last year, before the sub happened, I was on the fence. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore because there's so many problems, so many issues. And it's just becoming not so much fun anymore because Mattel's not taking effort. But I resubbed last year. I said, you know what, I'm going to give them another shot. If things get better, then I'll keep doing this. Things didn't get better. There were like 6 months of problems in a row. You were around for it. I would explain and talk about it. So now the subs come up again. I'm not doing it. A bunch of people I know aren't doing it. And now Mattel's come out and said, oh, we didn't get enough numbers. We haven't even hit the minimum. We were 50% away or something like that from even hitting the minimum number. Whereas last year they said they could sell 50% of what they were selling then and still be fine. So if they were only hitting 50% of the number this year, that means they were getting 25% of the sales of last year. And that goes to show that it was their problems that did it.
Yeah.
It's their choices, and they made their bed, they got to lie in it now. And now they're scrambling to get everybody to save the sub, and save the sub, and save the sub. And I applaud all the fans and what they've done to try and save the sub. They've gone out and gotten interviews and started Twitter campaigns and all these different things, whereas Mattel is really not putting forth any effort whatsoever to try and save the sub.
Oh, that's not true. They've put out those videos.
Yeah, Toy Guru has made 3 videos, I think, to say, hey, buy the sub. But they're really making no effort. There's a couple things they could do that would be real easy, and that's maybe give a tentative list of what 2013 is going to be instead of hiding it. You know, there's no reason to keep hiding it. You know, right. You've got a bunch of people that signed on that are going to do it no matter what. Here you could get some more people signed in, and all you have to do is say it's subject to change.
That sounds like the blind pack thing that toy companies do sometimes.
Yeah.
I was never a fan
it's
of
a
the
whole
blind,
year
pack.
Blind pack. So there's a bunch of things they could do to fix this, but I really think it's unfair of Mattel to have not fixed any of these problems for so long, and then just be like, and they keep blaming like the price increase, because they're like, oh, well, they're $25 now, that must be why people didn't come back. That's not why people didn't come back.
Oh, James, but they cost $25
a
piece
to
make.
Yeah, and he said that multiple times, telling us they cost $25 to produce. They're not doing this for free, folks. They're not producing a toy line and then selling it for the same cost.
It's not a charity.
To make it. Come on. Don't be ridiculous.
It's not a charity toy
line. Don't feed me that. Don't spit in my face and tell me it's Rain and Scott. I don't buy it. They don't cost $25 to make. You're not doing this out of charity, dude. That would mean that you have no margin for error.
Yeah.
It costs $25 to produce.
You have to sell.
No,
you have to
error.
Sell every single one of them with no problems whatsoever, no returns.
Maybe that's not what he meant when he said it. Maybe he was meaning to say that we have to make them $25 to cover our costs and be able to make this profitable.
Maybe that's,
but that's
what
not
he,
what he said. And
if that's
he said
what
it
he,
wrong twice.
If that's what he means, he should say that.
He should
that.
Say what he means, not say this. And that's been a big problem, is Scott sometimes putting his foot in his mouth. And that's cost him some sales and cost him some customers. And he could fix that. He could fix that problem, but he's never fixed that problem. They've never fixed any of their problems, and now they're scrambling to get the customers back, and people are speaking with their wallets. I, for one, don't think it will get canceled. I think that this is partially a scare tactic to get people to sign up, just like they did with the DC sub last year, where it only sold 62%. And they said, well, we're going to have to pause our game and see what it's going to think. And then they came back out and said, we're going to take the chance and produce it, and you know, for the fans. I think the same thing's going to happen this year, and I think they've had it planned all along. And I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But given their track record, I think what they'll do is, it'll get up to a certain point, they'll come out and they'll say, hey, fans, we know we made it to this number, we're going to produce it anyway, and we're going to use these extra production to put towards day of sales, whereas before they were saying that there will not be day of sales in a lot of these figures, they won't sell them day of. So now they've covered themselves on that, so now they can say, oh, well, now we have day of sales because we had to produce the extras to meet the less subs, and then they come out smelling like roses, too, because they've saved the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I personally think is going to happen. And it's great news for the people that wanted the line to continue, and they're happy about it continuing, and they thought it was going to end. But I think in the back of their heads that Mattel maybe had this kind of planned all along to cover some angles and things like that. And again, I could be wrong, and I could just be cynical after all these problems with Mattel over all this time. But that's just my views on it. I don't think it was ever going to stop.
Crazy.
But good luck to the Motu buyers.
Toy politics.
I will be in there for Ram Man. I'll buy him, and I'll buy him for the kids. And I'll be in there for the movie figures if they show up. I'll be there with you. And if I'm able to go on and buy them, that's great. If I'm not, then that's that.
Yep.
So, that's it.
Do you have a Bross you buy?
I didn't.
Do something Turtles related.
I will do something Turtles related. Let's see. Okay, got it.
All right, this has been Mike and James with Action Features. Cowabunga, dudes!
This episode has been brought to you by Yellow Jumpsuits. They're always clean.
Action Features.